I want to start with Jamal. His progress in every phase, not only of his football life, but his personal life. How much have you seen him grow?
You know what? He's taken a lot of tremendous steps forward. In fact, I can remember the kid coming out of high school. But now having an opportunity to work with him going into year three, I mean, each and every year, he's gotten better. I know it's hard to say this, but he's gotten more athletic. He amazes me each and every year because he takes a lot of personal pride in everything that he does.
And your work with him in pass protection, but what about just that phase and how much pride he takes in that and the example he sets for the younger guys?
You know what? When I first came here, I always knew that he was a talented kid. And my biggest challenge was, you know, your biggest measuring stick is, what are you doing when the ball is not in your hand? At the end of the day, that's going to define who you are. And he's accepted that challenge. He does a hell of a job. And, you know, people from the outside looking in takes him for granted because they don't realize that Jamal will hit you. He will hit you.
That being said, your offense, I've always said this, has added maybe two more years to his career. And how you use him as a receiver in the slot. What about his skill set that's required there when he does have the ball or you want to get him the ball?
Obviously, if you can give it to him 100 times a game, you would love to. But obviously, we can't wear him out. So utilizing him in the pass game has tremendous benefits. We love playing that game of Waldo every now and then, you know, within the NFL. So teams can find him and we can find that matchup and utilize that skill set in case they want to put a backer or even a safety on him.
You have a core. That core includes Sherman and includes Niall Davis. What about those two guys?
Niall is going on year three. This offseason, watching him develop in the pass game has been fun to watch. You know, he's doing a great job of just doing little things, focusing on, looking the ball on all the way in. And those little things you get excited about because we know what he can do when the ball is in his hands, you know. But just improving upon every aspect to help him become a better professional, it helps tremendously. And then Sherm, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Sherm is a ringleader. You know, he's the voice of the room. You know, we need somebody to get us going. He's that bell cow. Hey, fellas, listen, it's time to go have fun. You know, we're not going to allow this thing to go bad. We're going to make this happen, have it going our right direction.
What about your third halfback position and where that's at right now and as you go forward the next month?
Right now we got Charkandrick West, who in my opinion was a great asset, a great addition to our team last year. I mean, he has tremendous quickness. I mean, he's stronger than what you think he is. Doesn't take anything for granted. Works his tail off. You know, he's getting better in each and every phase. And on top of that, takes a tremendous amount of pride in playing on special teams. And we also have another kid by the name of Spencer Ware, who he has come in. He's doing a heck of a job. The thing that I have mentioned, I've always said this, I'm very blessed and fortunate to have a great group of people that understand the importance of being professional, accountable, and reliable. They have a great deal of respect for what we do, have a great deal of respect for what they do and how they do it, and it works.